Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks the 8th of April of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, who served his term and was given a Nobel Peace Prize before eventually dying, as we all do. Today in history, in 1232, the Mongol-Jin War took place. The Mongols began their siege on Kaifeng, the capital of the Jin Dynasty. Classic siege, won, of course, as many Mongol engagements were, by the superior horse-bow skills and maneuverability of the Mongol horde. Your guest today is Commandante Nato Green, coming to you from the increasingly dilapidated United States of America. How's the revolution from indoors going, Nato?
I can't feel my legs.
That's fair. Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest news from small town America, but first, some headlines. In the news today, Kanye West's new clothing line has caused controversy after buyers noticed that it's sort of ugly. Approached for comment, Kanye said, "Let me stop you for a minute there," before walking away in step 967 of his provocative performance art piece titled Being Kanye West. The clothing line will continue to sell well as buyers attempt to purchase a small part of the collaborative artwork, which includes Kanye being Kanye, Kanye saying things on Twitter, and Kanye trying to avoid the camera in Kardashian-related reality TV shows, which is hard to do because his wife requires 24-hour camera surveillance in order to complete her own performance art piece entitled What Can't I Sell? And a swan has been rescued from a roof of a cafe in Hampstead Heath today, having flown there and become trapped by the magnetism of a coconut latte directly beneath. The swan, whose name is Derek, remained on the roof unnoticed for 6 hours because people approaching the cafe assumed he was a piece of kinetic art by the Japanese sculptor Haruyuki Uchida. The swan was eventually lured down with a photo of the queen. And made-up country Portland is petitioning for inclusion into the UN, claiming that it feels left out after the recent inclusion of New Zealand, the fresh landmass off the coast of New Zealand currently exclusively occupied by the Federated Octopus Tribes of New Zealand. When told that New Zealand is real, if mysterious, Portland claimed that not being real never stopped anyone before, and that all nation-states are a fiction anyway. Portland is currently solely represented in the international diplomatic landscape by the Jukes family of Westmoreland, its only inhabitants, but they claim that they have a flag, an economy, and a centuries-long border war with Finland, so they should be counted as a real country. And that's all the headlines we have time for, because it's time for your ads. It's ad time now, because the revolution is coming and you can't buy freedom. Brought to you by the director of Mission Impossible and The Bourne Renaissance, this summer's smash hit blockbuster movie that you have to wait till it comes online is here. He was a man on a mission. She was a woman who hated his mission. Together, they have to figure out how to do his mission because he seems to care about it more, and that's how relationships work. The world needs saving, and he's the man who's there for the job. But they'll go for a nice walk as a family after you promised. Mission negotiation. The Guardian called it unmissable. The Telegraph said, what? I missed it. Mission negotiation. Coming soon to a screen near you. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by DIY Home Renovations. If you've ever wanted to test your assumption that you're good with your hands, try Home Renovations. You'll soon find out that apprenticeships in construction and interior design aren't as useless as you thought they were. DIY Home Renovations. It's just not good enough. Here in the 1600s village of Nether Gunston in the wilds of England, we never had brutal witch trials. Many in our time tried drowning witches or burning them with irons. Instead, in order to find out who was a witch in our small village, we took our locally sourced ugly or clever women, put them in a room, and asked them if they were a witch. We didn't even starve them or deprive them of sleep. Instead, we offered them half a glass of water. It turned out when we asked politely that we didn't have any witches, so we could all sleep soundly. Half a glass of water. Way more civilized than torture.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, NATO Green, tell us about small town America.
So today's story comes from the town of Sweet Home, Lebanon, Oregon, which is a place that actually exists. Is my favorite freeway exit in the world that says Sweet Home, Lebanon. We learned recently about a 63-year-old farmer named Petson. Petson lived on 4 acres, which post-Brexit UK would call 4 acres, and pre-Brexit UK would call 1.618 hectares, where he grows produce that he sells at a local farmer's market. Scallion, sorrel, fresh herbs, little chard, the usual, you know. Just the other day, actually 6 years ago, Petson went out on his porch in the morning with his daily pint of morning gin and looked at the sunrise glancing off the creek near the edge of his property line. Now, kids, from this dimension and this time, property was a thing that existed in the other dimension in the past, where societies were organized around the bizarre belief that individuals could exclusively own parts of the world, and all society was organized as a big race to see who could own the most of the world before they died. It was like a game show, but with bad lighting. And then the coronavirus came, and humanity decided to abolish the notion of private property. So Petson decided to walk over to his favorite oak tree, you know the one, in the middle of the property. He ambled on over, stopping to check that the tomatoes were coming in nicely. He got to the tree and looked up, and you know what? He decided to climb that tree. Yes, he did. He was 63 and had sciatica and hadn't climbed a tree in decades, but he felt the urge. Maybe it was the gin. He didn't know. But he climbed the tree, he hoisted himself up a branch and got high up and took a deep breath and enjoyed a moment of calm to listen to the wind in the trees and feel the breeze on his skin and smell the smell of the plants and the herbs and a bit of lemon from his lemon tree. And finally he climbed down and went back to his house calm and content, and he had half a glass of water. This story was first reported in the Sweet Home Lebanon Patch.
And that is your top story for today. Thank you so much, NATO Green. And now it's time for your letters to the editor. Letter to the editor. Now remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest, you, NATO, you today. I know this is an unusual request, but could you yawn for me on the podcast? I've been yawnstipated for many weeks. The doctors don't know what else to do. A yawn from you could really help. Sincerely yours, Sarah. That actually made me actually yawn. I'm very susceptible to contagious yawns. Oh, that was a mistake. And that's all we have time for your letters to the editor. More of your letters tomorrow. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous editions available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to those previous editions. They'll make more sense of these ones. Nato Green, thank you so much for being our guest today. Have you got anything to plug?
Sure. Thanks for having me. I have a couple of albums out, the Nato Green Party and the Whiteness album, that are available wherever comedy can be streamed and downloaded. You can also follow me on Nato Green, at Nato Green on Twitter, where you can come for a bizarre and confusing mix of jokes and incredibly detailed analysis of political strategy and public policy.
I love your Twitter feed. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. My show Savage will be coming out on Amazon Prime on the 17th of April. And I also have shows available for free. The Alice Fraser Trilogy available as a podcast. Mythos available on the ABC comedy feed. And a number of other things that you can find for free by looking me up at patreon.com/AliceFraser, where you can subscribe for my occasional blogs or a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor, Jan Corbat, was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Corbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.